And we're back with Varsity Football Live on Sports Radio 950 KJR, brought to you by TheFinalScore.tv. I'm Steve Dion, and today we are joined by head coach of the Camas Papermakers, John Eagle. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing awesome. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing pretty well. Excited to have this season really fully underway. And, you know, we look back at your schedule so far. You're sitting 3-0 right now. You open the season with a non-league schedule, a pair of Oregon opponents, Central Catholic, and then on to Sherwood. Two convincing victories there. Talk about, you know, those first two games, kind of getting your feet wet and maybe meeting some teams that we don't always get to talk about here up in Washington.
Well, we opened with Central Catholic, who is the 2 years ago, they're two-time defending 6A state champions in Oregon. You know, every year they've got multiple kids go Pac-12, and so we thought that'd be a great opener. We managed to get by those guys. And then we opened the set game two with Sherwood, which is a perennial power in 6A in Oregon. They went to the semifinals in Oregon 6A last year and returned 16 starters. So we managed to get by those guys as well. So it's been a great – then we went to – traveled to Davis of Yakima last weekend, and we head to Coeur d'Alene this weekend, so we put some miles on the bus.
Wow, yeah, really mixing it up. You know, I'm looking at the schedule so far, and in the first three games, the average margin of victory has been 42 points. You know, with games like that and with seasons that have multiple games like that, how are you able to maintain a high level of discipline during these games that kind of get away? And how are you able to extract meaningful takeaways to get your team set for postseason play when you're faced with teams that are kind of at a more competitive level?
You know, that's always the challenge with high school kids is to maintain a high level of play regardless of who your opponent is. We talk about the faceless opponent. We're going to play our game regardless of who shows up. And we always want to play at a high level, and that's the challenge. So we're used to it, and, you know, we're looking forward to playing. You know, our tough part of our schedule is just beginning this week.
Mm-hmm. What you've had a really good run of success down there in Camas, and you've maintained a high level of play for several years. Would you say it's a central coaching philosophy? Is it a strong youth football development program down in Camas? Kind of a mix of both. What have been the keys for you to be able to maintain such a high level of football down there?
You know, I think our that's a great question. I think our culture is very strong, and by that I mean I think we've got we do have a one high school town for a 4A school, which is somewhat unusual in our state. You know, we don't share a stadium with anybody. All the kids that grow up in this town come to this high school. I think every coach will tell you, you know, if you can identify the 25 kids in your school that you really want to play, I think most year in, year out, those guys are playing for us. And we tell kids, you know, we don't want to make football your favorite sport. We just want you to be out there. So you might be a basketball, baseball guy. That's your favorite sport. But come out there and catch some footballs. And I think we've been able to do that and honor those kids and not get too worked up if they miss things here and there. And mm-hmm. I think we're connected to our youth programs. Those guys are involved. We call them part of our program, and they are very interested in doing the things that we do fundamentally. And we're not so caught up in you got to run our offense exactly. I think that's overrated a little bit, but we want the kids to play and make it a good experience. And I just think the culture is strong and it's positive. Our school and administration supports us and our community supports us. So we're just having a good run right now.
I'm joined by head coach of Camas, John Eagle. And coach, before I let you go, you know, I look at the Papermakers program, you know, it's a 4A school. It's the biggest classification in the state, but for some reason it's able to kind of maintain this small town feel just based on, you know, the great fan support you guys get at home and road games. You know, talk a little bit about the impact the Papermakers football program has on your community down there.
Well, it's hard to, you know, we're kind of insulated when you're coaching. You're not so much aware of what's going on behind you. You know, we're just trying to be, we tell our kids to be an ambassador for our sport. You know, we know that there are some people that don't like the fact that we get a lot of notoriety, and I might have to agree that sometimes it's, you know, we over-glamorize high school sports somewhat, you know, and we want to be ambassadors. We want to reach out to people and kill people with our kindness and reach out to people and just know that, you know, we tell everybody in this town knows your business every day, wherever you are. So you've got to represent all this all the time. And we try to do, we work hard at that. We talk to our kids, just how they conduct themselves all the time. So hopefully it's working out.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us today, Coach. Really appreciate it. Best of luck moving forward, and we'll chat with you down the line.
Hey, great talking with you. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks. There he is, Camas head coach John Eagle. Catch the weekly installment of high school football action every Friday night on Varsity Football Live right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR, brought to you by thefinalscore.tv, your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.